All right, welcome to the Profitable Trading Podcast here with my good mate, Phil Smith. What's happening, mate?
Ready to roll, man. Ready to roll. Should be a good episode.
Man, I'm really excited about this episode today.
Yeah.
If you want to build a great business, this is going to be a cracker. So what are we into?
Well, I think a lot of business owners think their job is to run jobs, you know, solve problems, keep things moving. But that's not really how you build a highly profitable business. You know, the best operators, you know, they don't build the biggest companies. The best team builders do. And so we're not talking about building an okay business, you know, 6 to 10 people. We're talking about what it takes to build something amazing, you know, 7-figure profits, 8-figure revenue, something that gives you true lifestyle and freedom.
Yeah. So this is the thing. If you just want to play small, then this might not be for you. But if you want to really crush it and go big and scale, then this is the key to success. Well, 70% of the key to success anyway. And that's basically who you hire.
Yep.
It's as simple as that. And it's the most important strategic stuff you ever do in a business. People think about projects and all sorts of stuff, but it's actually the people. That is the absolute key to success. And the people who get this right, they're the ones who, you know, they scale. And not only do they make good money, but they have a lifestyle too, because they've got people they can rely on to do the job and are not the last port of call for everything. So it's very, very important.
Yeah, 100%. You were telling me a story about Toyota recently, which I think would work pretty well
here. Yeah, well, it's not so much a story, it's kind of a philosophy. Mm. Toyota, they've got one of the most, you know, efficient and profitable manufacturing businesses in the world. Toyota cars, obviously, and various stuff. It's not because of the hardest working people. They actually do something really different. They push the responsibility right down to the lowest level. So the people on the production line, they can actually stop the production line. They can press the big red button and stop it. And we're talking junior people here. They can stop it if they see something that's wrong or something that needs improving or something that's broken. And they don't need, you know, layers of approval and all that sort of stuff. Whereas most businesses, you know, they don't give that level of responsibility to people. They kind of hold it in themselves because they're scared of people making mistakes or messing it up or costing them a whole lot of money. Or even they just, you know, mentally they think that other people just don't have the skills to do what's required, which, you know, if we're honest as business owners, I think we often do think like that.
Yeah.
This has allowed them to build a business with great people doing things, making decisions, and a lot of the improvements come from that bottom level. That's a bit of a pejorative term, but at that lower level of people. So, you know, what we really want, I guess, as a business owner, to sort of wrap this up, is we want people who are going to stop the line. They're going to think about things. They're going to take responsibility. They're going to make decisions. They're going to action the business. They're going to actually do the heavy lifting for us, because that's the whole point of hiring people. And that's where we hit the fact that we've got to hire the right people, because if you have the wrong people, they're going to press the stop button and mess it up. You have the right people and trust them, that they'll do the right thing.
Yeah, well, I think that's the key, right, is you need to be able to trust them and you need to be able to, you know, push that responsibility down. But obviously, that's really, really hard if you don't have great people. And so that's really what it's all about and what we're hitting today. But, you know, if we're unable to get those awesome people on board, we run into some big problems, right?
Well, again, the first thing, if you get this wrong, is your thinking is wrong. Your thinking is that I've got to do the work rather than I've got to build a team. So that's the starting point. And then you tend to hire people just to help rather than actually own outcomes. So they're kind of helpers.
Yep.
They're not sort of partners in the dance, if you like, and that's what we really want. And if that's the case, if they just help, then you become a decision-making bottleneck. And I've got to tell, as a business owner, if you've got too many decisions to make, that'll just mess your head up. It's kind of like working hard, you know, out in the field with your hands all day. That's hard work, but real hard work is making decisions all day that feel like life and death, that are critical. If you're doing them all day, you run out of puff. Everyone does.
Well, it's funny because we all look forward to that one day in life, right? Like, man, it'll be so easy when all I have to do is make decisions. And then you get there and you're like, actually, this is way worse.
Way harder. Way harder. And that decision fatigue is the killer.
Hmm.
And so you end up, you know, you end up with a team that waits for you to tell them what to do. You carry all the pressure, all the responsibility, all the stress, and your business can't grow. Like, you can grow your revenue a certain way, this way, but you can't grow it to a really respectable, successful business that's highly profitable and scalable. It's just not possible because you run out of effort, basically.
Well, not just effort, but you run out of hands, you run out of time, you run out of energy. Like, you just can't be everywhere doing everything all at once. You know, you're not that movie, Everything yeah. Everywhere All at Once. That doesn't exist.
Well, and what happens is you effectively build a prison for yourself. So, you know, you'll grow your revenue, but that means more people. That's more people for you to worry about. And typically they are, in your mind, low-quality people, but it may be because you're, you know, creating a low-quality environment. We'll talk about that. And effectively, that means more stress for you. So there'll become a point which psychologically you won't want to grow anyway, because all you associate with growth is more stress because it's more people. And how often have we heard our members say when they come to us is, hey, I don't want to get any bigger. I just want to make this, you know, easier to run.
Which, well, ironically, bigger would be easier to run if you did it the right way. So,
exactly,
I mean,
right.
That's what we're getting into. So yep. On the other hand, I think if we get this right, we think about it the right way, we take on the right people, huge opportunity, right?
Well, we build a team of decision makers, not order takers. or just helpers. I think that's massive. So the business runs and solves problems without your constant input. That's the purpose. When you do that, when you have other people making decisions, finding opportunities, all that sort of stuff, then you unlock real scalability and profitability. Because your efforts are actually multiplied. The business isn't dependent on you, and you get leverage. So you've got smart people doing more, which means, rather than you doing your 40 hours, you've got a bunch of people all doing their 40 hours in a smart way that doesn't rely on you, which is where you can really crush it. So you get the right people in the right roles, the right systems, and your business doesn't just grow, it actually skyrockets. That's what happens in these situations. So
yeah, and moreover, it skyrockets without all that energy and time and input from you. It actually just starts to do it on its own, and it doesn't kill you in the process, which is massive, and it takes that stress out.
I hate to disagreeable. It's not like me. It does take less effort, but it does take effort, but it's the effort you've got to put in the right area, because you've got a couple of choices here. You can use all your effort to actually, use your physical time to do the work, or you can use your effort to mentally create a business that works.
One thing I would say, though, is that the effort, while it takes some time, takes some work, takes some brain power, some energy, it actually takes up, even if it's just the same amount of time, it feels like less energy, because you see so much more fruit of the time you put in, because it's on steroids. You're seeing the multiplication, not just the addition of your time. You're seeing, that everything is getting so much better in a compounding way, because it's happening through more people, that the amount of effort that you put in, it's not a linear improvement. You're getting that exponential improvement on the time that you put in. And so it's a lot more satisfying. It takes a lot less energy, because it actually fills you with energy to see what's happening. Not to mention you see that growth in your people, which I think is just, like, it jazzes you up, man.
100%.
And so I think it's just completely different. So where should we start with this?
Well, and on that point, everyone loves winning, and when you're winning, your energy's better.
100%.
Rather than when you're struggling. So that's massive. I think the starting point with this is a really important shift in perspective. And so most of us have started as a tradesperson or a technician, and we've been good at doing stuff. And so we think about the fact that I have to do the work. Yeah, it's my job to do the work. It's my job to get the work done. Well, that's great to a point. That's going to get you to maybe four or six people or whatever it is. And you need to do that to kick off. There's no doubt about that. But if you want to build something, that's massive, and we're talking eight-figure revenue, seven-figure profit, you won't do it without doing this, is you've got to go from being a doer to a person who understands the role is I have to build the team. I build the people that do the work. So it's a very important shift. And there's a lot of implications for that. It means that you can't go and fix all the problems. You mean you've got to get the people to fix the problems. And so because it's about people, then your job really is to find the right people. And when you find the right people, everything changes. And it's not just about hiring one person or two people. That's important, obviously. But it's about building a process and a system in your business that the business can hire people. Because as we've talked about, if you have to do all the hiring, that's a challenge.
You're still
as well.
The bottleneck.
You're still the bottleneck. So it's about, number one, understanding I build the team. My team does the work. Effectively, it's your team's job to actually grow the business. That's a really important mindset shift. They grow the business, you build the team, which means you've got to get the right people.
Well, actually, on that, man, it's ironic, because we get a lot of people come to us and they want help in their business. And we say, well, what's the big thing you need help with? And they say systems. And I'm looking at this person, and it's like them and two guys. And they're like, I want systems. And I'm like, well, it's ironic, because you're out in the field with these two guys all day. I mean, like, a system would be helpful. But, like, really, the big key with a system gets used by the team. If you're building a system for yourself, it's helpful, but where it gets exponentially helpful is when you have a system that's used by a team, because one system can get used by two people, four people, 10 people, 200 people, one system, and so you can really leverage the growth of that team. And so it's ironic, because when you really need systems is when you start growing the team, but you need that team in order to use the system anyway. So I think the key with this is that you do need capable people. And your job is to build those people. You only need to build that system once and then tweak it a few times as you grow, But reality is the system is only useful with the team anyway, right?
Well, and a slight, segue is that get the team to build the systems as well. Like,
right.
This is the key thing. 70% of your success is who you hire. It just makes all the difference. Systems, marketing, pricing, as you said, they all matter. But getting the right people means you'll execute more of all of that.
Yeah.
So it's about getting the person to do the marketing, the person to build the systems, the person to do the pricing, the person to figure out your processes and your QA checklist and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's multiplication. That's what it's all about. So the right people multiply everything.
Yeah.
And as you said, that's an exponential curve. If you think about bacteria growth, you know, they split.
Yeah.
So you start with one, you get two, then you get four, 16, 32, 64, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it maybe doesn't quite happen that steeply, but that's the concept, because you've got more people multiplying the effort. Decisions as well. Okay, you might need some fixed pricing done or a software system. Well, the team can decide what software you need. You don't need to decide that.
Yeah.
In fact, they might even come to you and say, we need software.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. It's not you holding all the thinking in your head. It's about hiring the right people, 70% of success, and getting them to do the thinking as well. And I think that's where a lot of people fall down, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think the really hard thing, though, is that it does also come back on those two things we mentioned earlier. Like, number one is getting the right people, and number two is setting them up for success in an environment where they actually, you know, are trusted to do the thinking. Because it's easy for me to say, well, I want my team to do the thinking, but if I've taken on a low-level person, and again, I don't say that in a pejorative way, I say that in a way where it's like some people just don't have the same skill set or experience yet. But if I cheap out and hire the wrong person and don't do it properly and end up with someone who's actually not very good and then expect them to make decisions, it's not going to happen. And so I need to get that right person, but I also then need to give them that trust and that space where I say, hey, and you're allowed to make a decision. Which is, I think, just as hard. Mm. That's where then they actually have the ability to thrive and to make your life a lot easier. I mean, we talk about software. Man, I didn't choose any of the software in this business, and neither did you.
Like, no, even less.
Yeah, right. So I mean,
which is good, because we both kind of have no idea.
Well, that's right, and which is great. Well, it's good to have no idea, because it means that we can't meddle in that environment. But you know, the reality is like we got team members coming to us saying, "I need this software. It's going to do this thing," and I, you know, my initial questions, well, why that one? They're like, well, here's the 10 that I've researched, here's the demos that I've done, here's what it's going to do. And you know, they've done all of that research and thinking, and they've bought me a decision, and all I have to say is yes. And you know what, I've almost never said no, because they've actually pretty much made that decision really easy. So that decision fatigue is also not there, because I'm not really making a decision, I'm just allowing them to use the credit card, right? Like, which is more the point. But you need that right person, and you need to give them that trust and that space to actually, you know, do what they do best.
Yeah. So 70% of success, and you've got to get the right people. Here's the thing. If you're really honest, if you're listening to this, and your business isn't, you know, 8-figure revenue, 7-figure profit, it's probably because hiring feels a bit like an interruption to you. You know, you got to hire someone when you need it, and it's like, oh, well, I've got to figure it out, and I'll rush around and maybe put an ad up and do an interview and hope for the best. But the high performers, those business owners and CEOs and founders who really crush it, they make hiring a strategic priority. Like, they're thinking strategically about it. And what does that mean? Well, it's questions like, who's the next person who's going to unlock the next level? How do I set a process up to hire people that's bulletproof? How do I create a hiring brand in the marketplace? How do I become an employer of choice? It's all that stuff that they're thinking about. How do I collect the best talent? In fact, their mindset is, rather than how do I get this project done at X, Y, and Z, you know, for X, Y, and Z contractors, it's like, how do I collect the best talent in this business? Because the talent will actually do all the other stuff for me if I give them the right environment, as you said. So
yeah, 100%. And I mean, we do this at Profitable Tradie, right? Like, the way that, you know, we've had all the success that we've had is through this process. Actually, our most important thing we do at every strategic meeting is we set a lot of targets. Where do we want to be by X date? And then we actually have a process to figure out exactly what the team would need to look like in order to produce that result. And then what we've done is we've taken that process, we use it with our members. So if you look at, like, all of our members, whenever they're making a plan, you know, in Million Dollar Tradie, they're planning in a 6-week increment. Our highest level program, Boardroom, they're doing the same thing, just over a slightly longer time frame. Like, half of the plan is literally figuring out what your next key bottleneck to solve is and who you're going to need to hire in terms of both people in the field, but also, you know, in the office. What is this going to need to look like for you to actually have the capacity to actually achieve the result that you want? And then that becomes, you know, the key driver in actually getting the growth in a sustainable and successful way. And so I think it's that process. It's worked for us. It's worked for all our clients. This is the key, really, to making things easier and better.
Yeah. And it's figuring out who you need to actually solve the problem you've got. That's the key thing, and that's part of that 70% of success. And so your mindset becomes, if you're really going to crush it, is how do I stop hiring hands and start hiring brains? That's the key thing. So, you know, if you hire people who just follow instructions, they're going to stay stuck. If you hire people who can solve problems and make decisions and take initiatives, then you remove yourself as a bottleneck. And this is massive. And I think And if you're listening, I'll give you permission to do this. Sometimes you don't think this is even a thing, but yeah. It 100% is. And so often in our business, I make very few decisions. Honestly, as a CEO and founder, I make very few decisions.
But it wasn't always that way. I mean, obviously, started. Like
made all the decisions.
Yeah. And then it's funny because actually along the journey of PT, you know, I've pushed you again and again and again, hey, you need to get out of this. You know, this is not your job anymore. And now it belongs to me or this person or whatever. And that's actually ironic because over time you had to turn around and say, all right, Phil, now you need to get out of it. And then I've had to go to the people I've given it to and said, hey, you need to get out of it because there's people underneath you now. And so this has been an evolving process, you know, throughout our growth is actually letting go of something and pushing it down to the level of the person who actually should be making that decision, right?
And the decision should be at the lowest level possible because good people love, they crave responsibility and ownership. They really do. And if you haven't experienced that, it's because you haven't made hiring a priority yet and you haven't found them. It's simple as that. So what I think might be helpful, man, is actually talk about how this looks as we grow. Because as you said at the start, you know, I was involved in hiring everyone and at the members we help, the founder typically is hiring everyone. They get a bit bigger and they realize that, hey, I need a process for this so that I can follow a process and do it well. And for example, for our
make it repeatable.
You made it repeatable and get better at it, you know, because you've got to get better at it yourself. You've got to be competent. So that means you've got to invest time in it. So 70% of success comes from hiring. So you better spend some time on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's, you know, how do I write a decent ad? How do I do an interview? How do I conduct a reference test?
On-job testing,
all that sort of stuff. So you get good at that. Because you've got a system, then you can actually delegate that process to someone else. And this is where the magic happens.
Yeah.
And I know in our business, you know, we got to a certain point where I was on pretty much every interview, certainly last stage, and it was just impossible to hire people because it would take 3 weeks to get into my calendar to do an interview, and good people aren't going to wait that long.
Yep.
And so eventually you came to me and said, hey, look, you know, this is ridiculous. You can't do this anymore.
Well, you got to a point where it was like, Tony will be involved, but only if it's a higher or above this kind of pay grade and only in the final stage of the interview. And even now you're not in that. No. I mean, unless we were hiring like literally a C-suite, C-suite executive, really. Yep. Like, but I mean, other than that, you're not involved in any of it. And so then what happened was everything pushed down a level. So I would be, you know, basically where you were. And our department head would be where I was in that interview process. And one of their managers would be where that department head used to be. And so it all chalked down one level. At this point, basically, I got the hard word from the guys that are working underneath me, where they said, hey, Phil, I think it's time that you're not on everything, because otherwise we can't hire because you're the bottleneck.
You're not available.
That's right. You're not available. And so now it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, sure, I jump in some interviews sometimes, but only interviews over a certain level with a certain type of role. Other than that, you know, each department head actually leads the interview and hiring process within their department with the support of their managers. And we even brought on people into the business, again, hiring the right people to work solely in recruitment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like we have full-time recruiters that work for Profitable Tradie because we're just hiring all the time and really, really looking for that top talent. And we're not willing to put it down to just anything. That's how much importance we give this.
Yeah. And so this has really happened in the last 2 or 3 years, and our business has grown 140% in the last 2 years. Largely because I've got out of hiring and more people got out of hiring. We can actually hire the people we need when we need them.
Yep.
And the people who are doing the hiring have got really good at it as well.
Yep.
And so that's a priority. We've made it a priority. That's the key thing. 70% of success comes from hiring the right people. So you got to make it a priority.
What's ironic actually, Tony, because I sat on an interview yesterday, mainly just a quality control, just so I'll be able to see what's going on. And you know, I was sitting through the interview process and I thought to myself, wow, this has changed. And I wasn't actually aware, and I had to go to one of our guys in recruitment afterwards and say, man, you've made this a lot better. And he's like, oh, we've been doing this for months, man. That's why we've got this person, this person, this person. And I was like, wow, that's incredible. Like, I mean, actually pushing it down improved it, because people that do this all day, every day, were able to really take control, take some responsibility, some ownership of that process. And then they were able, because of that ownership, to say, I think we could do better. I think we can improve this in a few ways, and then implement those improvements to the benefit of me and you, and themselves and the people that are applying. So it's funny. It's like it got better when we let go of it. Yeah.
And so what the life cycle of this is, you start off doing it yourself, writing a job ad and hoping for the best. And the best businesses we work with, who are, you know, 8-figure revenue, 7-figure profit, businesses like ourselves have grown significantly is now we have recruiters, we have recruitment technology platforms, we're running ads in multiple places all of the time because we're, even if we're not hiring right now, we're looking to build up the bench strength so we can get the right people on when the opportunity becomes available. And that's key because the right people make all the difference. They're 70% of success. It's so important because they will change everything else.
Yeah.
If you have the wrong people, it's all hard work. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, 100%. But I think, you know, we do come to really having to give them that responsibility. They need to feel it, have the ownership. So bringing on the right person is half of the battle, but getting them to really take ownership, I think, is the other half. And that's the part that really makes the difference because, you know, bringing on the right person and giving them no ownership, no responsibility, no feeling of agency, you're not getting the best out of that skill set that you just worked so hard to get. And so I think, you know, we should talk about that.
Yeah. And I think if you don't, that's about culture, right? If you don't create the culture, you won't be able to hire the right people anyway because the word gets around pretty quick. Mm. Your brand, the employees who work for you, they talk to people. They talk to people at the suppliers. They talk to people, you know, all over the shop, industry events, and at tech or wherever, TAFE, wherever you're doing your study, your apprentices, the word gets out. And, you know, yeah, some of your tradespeople will be like, hey, I get to do all these things. And the other people are like, well, I don't get to do that.
Yeah. Maybe
that boss would never let me do that. Mm. And they're like, wow, this is different. So it's important to do that. Like you said, it is half of the battle, but it won't work if you don't get the right people. Yeah. If the people don't have the skills, they won't be able to step into that responsibility. So that they go together, but they're kind of like, you need both of them.
You need both. And yep. I think that's key. Imagine being hired as a rocket scientist, and then you turn up on day one, and it's like, cool, man, can you go clean the toilets? You'd be like, dude, what? I mean, like,
yeah.
I mean, I've worked so hard to be able to flex what I can do, and then no one lets you do it. And I know that's a pretty extreme example, but I think the key is like, I think we've all figured out that if you get a great tradesman, you know, someone out in the field, they're great at what they do, that you can kind of let them loose and they're going to nail the jobs. But I think where we get stuck sometimes is when it comes to that decision-making, you know, that systems improvement, those ideas about how we could do things better. I think we often don't empower that enough. Oh. And that's really the leverage, right? It's like when you can push something down, it's not just another pair of hands, it's that brain, like we were saying. And you've got to let them do that too. And I think that's really the key.
Yep. And if you do that, it's going to make it much easier to hire people because that brand in the marketplace is really strong. And I guess sort of to tie that up, you know, you build a business that great people want to join. That's making this a strategy and a priority. And those great people, they want responsibility. They want growth. They want impact. They want brightness of future. They want to feel like they're winning. They want to be measured and know, are they making progress? They want to know, do you have a vision for your business and where you're heading? All that stuff is super important because if you create the environment, you don't have to chase the talent comes to you.
Well, because unfortunately, everything we're talking about today, most people don't do this.
They don't.
And because they don't do that, it means that top talent, you know, it's out there. Usually top talent is not unemployed, right? Like top talent is almost certainly currently employed. The thing you do have up your sleeve, though, is while they are currently employed by someone else, they're almost certainly employed by someone who's not letting them fully spread their wings, mainly out of fear. And so the key is if you can create that environment that actually allows top talent to flourish and to flex, then you're so attractive as a place to come. Yep. So while they might currently work for someone else, trust me, they want to work for you if you can do this. And 100%. That's you become super attractive. And I think that's really the key as well. Yep. You stop actually having to look for these people because word gets out and they're like, man, this is the place to go if you are top talent and you want to be able to actually do your best work without being under the thumb all day. And I think that's really the key. All right, let's land this plane.
So if you want a bigger business and a more profitable business and one that's great to own, you've got to stop asking, what do I need to do next? And you need to start asking, who do I hire next to actually take us there? Because the business you build will only be as strong as the team that you build. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
See you later.
Next week on the Profitable Tradie Podcast. Hiring the right people is 70% of success in business, yet most business owners make their hiring process up as they go. They copy other businesses' ads, Google a few interview questions, and they have a quick chat and hope for the best. Now tune into this episode where we outline the one secret to having A players lining up to work with you that almost no businesses understand. Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.